Maverick Early Readers. Stone Underpants by Rebecca Lyle. Illustrated by Richard Watson. This is Purple Book Band. Turn the page when you hear the bell. Good. Let's begin. It was cold in the Stone Age. Brrr, my bottom! When the icy wind blew, it was freezing. I really do need something to keep my bottom warm, Pod told his dad. You could make something, Dad said. Why not make it out of stone? So Pod got to work on a big block of stone. Pod made himself some super stone underpants. Yahoo! These are great, he cried. He put them on and went out to play. But Pod couldn't run wearing the stone underpants. He couldn't kick or bend. He came down with a thump. His friends were cross. Oh, Pod! Now the others have scored a goal. Pod and his friends went to the lake. They all jumped in. His friends bobbed back up, but Pod sank down. Pod threw his stone underpants away. So much for the Stone Age, he said. Pod had another go. This time he used wood. Pod cut and he sawed. He hammered and he nailed, and he made himself a pair of wooden underpants. Ow! They were light and airy, but they were very scratchy and splintery. Pod's wooden underpants didn't last long. In the night, they mysteriously disappeared. Stone's no good, wood's no use, but I still need some bottom warmers, Pod said. What could he try next? Shells were too spiky. Spider webs were too sticky. Mud was too yucky, and it was full of worms. Birds flew down to eat the worms. Hey, watch out with those beaks, Pod cried. Don't eat me. But the birds gave Pod an idea. Feathers! Pod gathered up as many feathers as he could. Not every bird wanted to share. At last, Pod had enough. So he got to work on the big heap of feathers. The fluffy feather underpants were light and soft and deliciously warm. When he went out to play football, he could run, jump, and kick. But the feather underpants were so itchy. He twitched and twisted. He squirmed and wriggled. The feather underpants were too ticklish for Pod. but his mum really liked them. Pod wondered if he'd ever get any underpants. What a lovely feather duster! Hello, warm woolly mammoth, said Pod, patting the friendly mammoth. Oh, your lovely coat's given me a great idea. Pod's needles clicked and clacked. He knitted and knotted, and he made himself woolly underpants. Now climbing trees was a doddle. Kicking balls was brilliant. Swimming was super. And best of all, my bottom is so toasty, cried Pod. Goodbye, Stone Age. I love the Wool Age. The End.